I want to talk about a believer's death, a Christian's death. And I probably shouldn't even call it that. Because Christ, once Christ gives them life, that's what they enter. They enter into life. They enter into life. But John 17:24 says this, and this is our Lord Jesus praying. He said, "Father, I will, this is my will, that they also, whom thou hast given me, a people given to Christ." Ruby is one of those people given to Christ. You know when they were given to Christ? Before the foundation of the world. Chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. That's a long time ago. But those that were given me, and I will that also who, those whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. be where I am. Oh my. Be with me where I am. And listen to this. It gets better. That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Now I said the scriptures has a lot to say about death. For the unbeliever, it will be a horrible experience. It will be a horrible experience. I know people don't seem to be afraid of it. They talk about, you know, if they're not saved, you know, that they'll have lots of company and that kind of thing. But for those who don't believe in Christ, it's going to be a horrible experience. It will be a horrible experience. But for that soul whose hope and trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's the most glorious thing to happen to him other than being saved by the free sovereign grace of God in Christ. You know, the scripture said, and I know y'all have heard this so many times, Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. Now here's the difference between a believer and an unbeliever, and the believer being saved by the grace of God. Christ bore the believer's sins. It's appointed unto us once to die, and then after this, the judgment. Christ was appointed to die. He came into this world to die. To die on a cross. And what He did when He died on that cross is He bore the judgment for everyone that was given to Him in the blessed free grace of God given to us in Christ. And the Lord Jesus bore their judgment, bore their sins, and bore the wrath due them. That's why judgment's already been inflicted upon the believer. We're at in Christ on the cross. And the Bible has three descriptions of death for a saint of God. Three glorious, blessed descriptions. And one of them is that our Lord Jesus Christ's prayer is answered. And I said this so many times. Our Lord Jesus said, "You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go and prepare a place for you." Now, where did He prepare that place? At the cross. And He said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there I am, you'll be with me." You'll be with me. And that's where she's at today. She left here early Sunday morning. And I tell you what, she left behind this poor little old frail body. But that's not what she's got now. And that's the first thing about a believer and the passing, the going home of a saint. First thing is called, you know what God calls it? He calls it blessed. He calls it blessed. He calls it blessed. Revelation 14:13 says this. That's what it's called, a blessed death. Blessed. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. That's the key, dying in the Lord. Having their names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And yes, the Spirit says this, that they may rest from their labors. Rest from their labors. Labors in prayer. Labors in the gospel. Labors raising their children. Labors of trials. And then look what else it says. And their works do follow them. Now why does it put in there their works do follow them? Most people think that their works go before to prepare them to be accepted of God. Well, if I work hard enough and live good enough and pray enough and read my Bible enough and attend enough churches and do enough things, then my works will go up there. And if my works is good enough, then God will take me home and I'll be accepted. But you know why it says that their works do follow them? Because there's only one work that got them there. That was the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why it says their works follow them. They don't go before to make them acceptable. Christ makes them acceptable. They're accepted in the Beloved. And their works go after them. And who in the world wants to go up there and brag about something they've done when Christ did it all? All to Him I owe. Sin left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And oh, listen, I said, oh, it's blessed. It's blessed. Oh, if God says something's blessed, it's blessed. He says, blessed are they who die in the Lord. Rest from their labors and their works follow them. What a blessed thing. That's why we're so joyful. That's why, and I know people don't understand that. They go to a funeral and they think you ought to mourn. How can you mourn somebody that's with the Lord Jesus Christ? You'll be sad and you'll miss them and you'll cry over them and your heart will have an empty spot in it for a long, long time. But oh my, she is where she's longed to be for years. Here's the second thing that God calls death, or the passing of the saint. He calls it precious. Not only is it blessed, but He said it's precious. Psalm 116 verse 15 says this, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. You mean God says it's blessed, and then He turns around and says it's precious? There's a lot of precious things in this world. She was precious. Grandchildren are precious. Great-grandchildren are precious. Love is precious. Marriage is precious. A lot of precious things. Jewels are called precious. But you know why God calls it precious? He said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. He calls it precious because it's the final perfecting of a soul for whom Christ prevailed. For whom Christ prevailed in His heart and soul for. Christ saw the travail of His soul and was satisfied. He was satisfied with what He done for Ruby Allen Elmore. Wasn't satisfied with her for what she done, satisfied with what He did. He bore her iniquities. He was wounded for her transgressions. And oh, their persons are precious in the sight of God. You know why their persons are? Because God said, I love them with an everlasting love. And with cords of loving kindness have I called them. They were beloved of God. He called them my beloved. And then he called them his saints. And you know what saints means? Every believer on the top side of God's earth is a saint. And that's what God calls his people. He calls every single one of them saints. And then I'll tell you what, they're precious because they're his elect. He chose them. Elect. According to the foreknowledge of God. As a remnant according to election. If God be for us, who can be against us? And Isaiah 49 says this. He said, can a mother forsake her sucking child? Yes. But he said, I'll never forsake you. Why won't I ever forsake you? Because I've craving you. I've been craving you on the palms of my hands. I wrote your name on my hands. I got you in my hands. I put everything about you in my hands. And when they put those nails in his hands, everything that she needed, Christ provided for her before she ever got into this world. And when we get to glory, I'm telling you something. You know how we're going to know it's Christ? Because he engraved us in his hands with those nail prints. We're engraving in his hands. Oh my. Has he engraved you in his hands? You reckon that Christ died for you? Because I do know this, that he laid down his life for his sheep. He didn't say that people don't be, he don't take goats and make them into sheep. He laid down his life for the sheep. And oh, he calls them his sheep. I lay down my life for the sheep. I know my sheep and I'm known of mine. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. And what does he say about them? They follow me. She followed Christ. He calls them his children. Called them his children. Said they're members of his body. He's the head and we're all the members of his body. And you know what else he said? He that touches you touches the apple of my eye. Touches the apple of my eye. And here's how precious they are to him. To him, he numbers the hairs of her head. And that doesn't mean, it means this, that he has such minute care of us in our lives, that's as if he cuts everything about the hairs of our head are numbered, down to everything that happens in our lives. Oh, to be in God's hands, to be in Christ's hands, to be in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, and him be responsible for you? Oh, ain't nothing like it. Oh, it's a wonderful place to be. And then he sends his angels to minister to them. Their persons are precious. And here's the third reason why they're precious. It's called precious. God calls their death precious. Because death ends the saints' sorrows. They'll never have another sorrow. It ends all their sorrows. They'll never ever suffer ever again. They'll never suffer in their mind, never suffer in their heart, never suffer in their body. Never suffer another day. The moment she left, suffering was done. Never to suffer again. We got to stay here and suffer. Oh, and all the trials that she had. All the trials are gone. Never have another trial. Never to be trialed. Never to be put in the fire. Never to have her faith tried ever again. Every time I saw her, when she started getting sick in June, every time I saw her after that, she said, Donnie, pray for me that the Lord will take me home. Pray for me that the Lord will take me home. She said, I want out of this. And they'll tell you, trials will be no more. and no more troubles. Oh, what a blessed thing. No more troubles. No more troubles. Man that's born of woman is a few days and full of troubles. Well, she don't have no more. Oh my. Here, she lived by faith. And now, she lives by sight. Faith, she don't need no more. She don't need faith no more. And I tell you what else it means. It means they finished the race. They crossed the finish line. Their labor's over. And they'll rest now forever in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved them and washed them from their sins in His own blood. And it's also precious because it's the fulfillment of a promise. And our Lord, this is what I took care of His service. It'd be 19 years ago, December the 18th. And it's precious because it's the fulfillment of a promise. Christ made a promise. And this is one of His promises. That I go away to prepare a place for you. And I'll come again. Now He came for her at 7:00 Sunday morning. I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Wherever He's at, that's where she's at. Oh, I'll tell you something, beloved. At death, the saint goes directly into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you know that? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. That quick. And it's finally being freed from this body of death. And I want to read a verse. I'm going to read two scriptures and then finish this up. But you need to hear these scriptures. In Philippians 1:21, this is the third thing that God calls death, precious in His sight. Is this called gain? How in the world can dying be gain? Well, it came for everybody. Only for His people. It's not gain for everybody, but it's gain for His people. And here in Philippians 1:21 it says, for me to live is Christ. While living this world is Christ. And to die is gain. And I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. It's called gain. You know why? Because there's nothing in this world worth missing Christ for. She lost nothing. She lost nothing. All is gained. She never lost a child, or she never lost any of her children. Nothing was lost. Everything is gained. Here we are in time. Here she was in time. She was in time. In time and space. Time. And the space she inhabited was in a little old bed, getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And then time ceased to be for her. And when time ceased to be, you know where she went? Into eternity. Time stopped. And eternity started. Woo! Oh my. She went from living in a body and living in a weak, frail body to go into the presence of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my, who wouldn't want to do that? Huh? She went from being sick for months. She went from sickness to perfect health. That quicker than I snap my fingers. She went from sickness to absolute perfect health. She went from tears to rejoicing. And you know what God said about it? He said, "Behold, I make all things new." She don't know a thing in the world about this world. She don't remember her children, her husband, her grandchildren, or nothing. When you get into eternity, everything's new. This world here never enters into your mind ever again. If it did, it wouldn't be heaven. That wouldn't be new. Oh my. I tell you, I'm so happy and I'm so joyful. And I know it. I hope I ain't getting on your nerves about it, but I'm happy for Ruby. Her children are rejoicing. And I thank God for her. Thank God for her children. Thank God for Lantana Grace Church, where she is so faithful for so many years. Our Father, thank you for allowing us another opportunity to preach your blessed gospel. This is what Ruby would want. She'd want Christ to be honored and to be talked about, and what He did for her, what He did for His people. And Lord, we thank you for her. Thank you for the wonderful, wonderful, amazing grace that you give your people in this world. God bless this message to the hearts and minds of those gathered here today. Use it to your glory and the good of the hearers, as we give you thanks for all things in Christ's blessed name. Amen.
This concludes our service, and after we go to the burying, you be sure and come back and eat.
I will where you turn.
Yep. We're going to have to make a sharp turn. And well, she is. We're not. She is.
Yeah. You get that?
I got it, yeah.
What about
you? Get our angel.
What about these pictures?
We'll leave the pictures. He wants to go down Dunbar and back over where he said that's quicker. The preacher. He said it'd be a whole lot easier and quicker. Have you talked to him? You don't want to do that?
Yeah,
I'm not
trying to turn out here like that. No.
Okay, you tell me. You tell me.
I can't come that
first time. Well, you can swing around. It's not going to be that sharp turn.
Thank you.
Can you tell Kelsey bye?
Kelsey?
You gonna tell her bye?
Oh, no.
want you to come, Obie.
I need you, baby.
Fixed.
And I think I'll leave it for the system. I appreciate it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to do advanced stuff, and I don't know anything about this thing.
help you hear me.
No, okay.
he's going to America. No. This is my guest star, which is anyone recently tripped on the carpet. Not a good look, is it? No. Take a seat. He has a speech.
Pink young carpet lady.
Ow. What is your name?
Ow. Nice to meet you, Ow.
My name is Dogs of America.
Ow.
Can you see me?
I can
see
now, today, we are talking about dogs, like we always do. I know you, dog. We'll be fine. If you love the show, give us 5 barks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thank you. You know they're getting teeth.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, you're my yummy. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Me and the audience. Let's take turns.
No, you get the audience.
No, no. Okay, I'm a song. Poison! position.
Leslie, look, you're my side manager on that side.
But Will's not watching. That's okay. It's okay.
We're going to pretend all Americans watch.
Hello, America. It may seem strange that I have a dog as a co-manager. There's a dog on our stage because, yeah, and that is why.
Hey, stop barking at my feet or I'll bite you.
Okay. Now, life can be hard, but always lean the mic forward, because you can. Get out of my show, hungry. This is hungry, everybody. America, people are starving out there. You need to lean the mic forward. Because you can. And you have to if you want to hear me. So, don't drink that water. It's about a week old. And the ice has already melted and there's gnats all around. Not really. That's just dust. So, people of America, believe in Trump. He can do this for you. He really can't. He cannot do anything for you.
Yeah, he can.
No, he can't. All he wants to do is build a wall. We're gonna build a wall. It's gonna be huge. That's my best impression of him. Bad dog. Now, people of America, you're watching my show because you have television, or you saw it somewhere else. Hello, America. Today, I will be showing you this glass. It is very dull. It's got water in it, of which I will not drink. It's not good enough for me. Now, Trump can't do everything for you. We're gonna build a wall. It's gonna be huge. Okay. If you eat donuts, how many pancakes will fit on the roof? Want to know the answer? Purple. Because, you know, aliens don't wear hats. That's why. Aliens don't wear hats. That's why they answer. So, people of America, I'm watching you, or are you watching me? Who knows? I hope you're watching me. That sounded weird. Don't watch me as in stalk. Now, people, here's a joke. What did the elephant say to the tinkerer? Blue. Good night, America. Just kidding. Our show's still going on. You know, I'm barefoot because my shoes don't fit me. I'm just kidding. I've got some of the dinky toes. Now, if you like food, bark 5 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now a big howl. Oh! Good barking and howling, people. Man, it's not weird if there's a bunch of y'all in the room, or if you had little kids. And they didn't bark and you were just there like, what am I going to do with this dog? I asked for a kid, but I got a dog instead. Then why are you watching my show? You know you're going to get barking if you are on my show because it's a dog show. So yeah. What did the dog say to his master? I woof you. I woof you. Now, if you like my show,
why?
Dogs of America. Guess what? You chew on shoes, right? Right. Right. You chew on shoes, socks, clothes, bones, you're human, anything, right? But why don't you chew on porcupines because they spike you? That's why. Do you like porcupines? Do you hate porcupines? If you hate porcupines, growl as loud as you possibly can, because if you growl,
what are you doing? You're not very sneaky.
Yeah. If you growl, all the porcupines will run away. So, growl as loud as you can. And now, we'll talk. And now our speaker...
I'm showing you a giant elephant.
I'm showing you a giant elephant.
But, piano thing.
Thank you.
Of course, that's when you're going to get dead. Thank you. Everybody knows everyone, and if you like, half the people are related and more. It's all entertainment. There is. Thank you. Can you show me how to turn this speaker stuff on? I don't know how to do it.
Flip it up.
What about that?